Hi, this is Eddie calling from Provider's Office. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Cheyenne calling with the Department of Veteran Affairs, Shrimp VA program. Returning a call.
Yeah, just a moment. I'm going to transfer this call to the correct executive. Just a moment.
Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, this is Cheyenne calling with the Department of Veteran Affairs, Shrimp VA program. Returning a call.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and my last name initial is S like a Sam. I'm calling from provider office. So I'm looking for the claims.
Okay, yes, ma'am. More than happy to help you with that today. And before we get started, may I have a good callback number in case you get disconnected?
Yes, 301-477-8681. It's a direct line.
Okay. And may I have the tax ID number?
Sure.
And would you like to provide us with an email address for an optional survey today?
No, thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. And then I do just have to mention there will be a brief survey at the end of this call.
Sure.
And may I have the member ID?
Yes, member ID 239-821-422.
And the first and last name?
Yep, the member name is Lezona Spears. The date of birth March 3rd, 1949.
Okay, let me just get this account pulled up. And I show this member currently eligible and active, showing Champ VA as the secondary. This became effective November 11th of 2012. Term date is March 3rd, 2069. And may I have the date of service?
November 7th, 2024.
Total charge amount?
$895.05.
Okay, so we received this claim July 23rd, 2025.
And yes, I do have a specific question.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's a PT code 93925 that was denied. So I just want the specific reason.
Give me just a moment. Let me check on that. Still loading here. Bear with me one moment, ma'am.
No problem. Take your time.
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you for holding. So it shows on that line item that there wasn't patient responsibility. It shows there wasn't a PR code.
How much?
I'm sorry?
How much the patient responsibility and this copay, deductible, or the co-insurance?
So it doesn't show for that line item that there's any patient responsibility. So that line item didn't get paid.
So do you have any specific reason?
Yes, ma'am. That on the EOB it doesn't have a PR code for patient responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So it's considered as in denied.
Yes, it just shows denied due to not showing patient responsibility.
So could you please send claim back for the reprocessing so we can justify this is a denied or the.
So we would need an EOB that shows patient responsibility for that line item.
But we already received that EOB. And there is no specific reason found.
Yes, ma'am. So we would need an updated EOB showing the patient's responsibility for that line item in order to reconsider.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So we would need an updated EOB to be resubmitted to us in order to send this claim back for processing.
Send claim back for the reprocessing.
Correct. So we would need the EOB.
Mm-hmm.
Once we receive the EOB, then you can request for that claim to get sent to get reprocessed.
So we need to submit an EOB?
Correct.
Why? You guys not have the EOB?
We have the EOB, but it doesn't show patient responsibility for line one. So that's why that line item was not paid.
But we have that same EOB.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the EOB doesn't show patient responsibility.
Yes.
For line one.
Yes.
So in order for line one to be reconsidered or sent back for reprocessing, we will need an updated EOB showing patient responsibility for line one.
But we do not have that EOB because you are guys they sent that EOB and in that EOB we are unable to find that specific reason or the not showing any patient responsibility.
So in order for that to get sent back for reprocessing, we would need that EOB showing patient responsibility for line one.
Just a moment. Okay, just a moment. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, do you have any fax number so we can submit the EOB?
So it would need to be sent to our corrected claims address. And I can provide the address to you.
Yes.
Yes, and so you will make it out to VHA.
Mm-hmm.
Office of Integrated Veteran Care. And that's Ascension Champ VA Claims Resubmission.
Mm-hmm.
That's PO Box 500.
Mm-hmm.
Spring City, Pennsylvania. 19475.
Okay. PO Box 500, Spring City, Pennsylvania. 19475. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can I have the call reference number and your name?
Call reference number is 25-O is an Oscar, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, -40, -206-185,
okay,
30.
Okay. And your name?
Cheyenne. I spell S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
H as in Henry. I as in Igloo. A as in Apple. N as in Nancy. N as in Nancy.
Last name? Initial.
Name as in Mike.
Okay. Thank you so much and have a good day. Bye-bye.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.